This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. Thank you to everybody who's been hanging out here with us for the past three. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. So whether you're going to work, at work, currently working, at home, leaving home, just hanging out, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm glad you're here. Shout outs to all my folks out there driving Uber. Shout outs to all the first responders out there. Shout outs to everybody out there making sure that things don't fall apart while the rest of your coworkers are being jerks. I don't know. Just thank you very much. Shout outs to all the chefs. There are people back there cooking up some good food right now. Maybe they're doing something in the kitchen listening to the show. I appreciate you. We got folks who are doing construction. We got folks on military bases. Thank you for your service. Thank you for everything that you do. I just appreciate our listeners. We got folks delivering stuff. Amazon, UPS, FedEx. I-95, 85, 295, 10, 405. I could just go on down the list. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. I'm on JR Sport Brief, or I am at JR Sport Brief, I should say, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you want to talk to me here on CBS Sports Radio, it's simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. And we've gone through a lot tonight. I feel like a good portion of it has revolved around coaching. We talked about the terrible coaching job, or just the terrible game we saw last night, or Monday night, I should say, Georgia and TCU. We come to find out it is the worst rated college football game or championship game in the college football playoff era. We talked about Sean McVay. Is he going? Is he coming? Is he leaving? Is he staying? A matter of fact, if you didn't hear what Sean McVay had to say about his job status on his final media day on Monday, take a listen to this. This is what Sean McVay had to say.
As it relates to the questions that I know you guys will have about my future with the team, you know, just like I told the coaching staff, work through some things. This is some things, you know, that don't want to rush into any sort of decision. There's a lot of emotion right after the season. There's a lot of layers to this. There's a lot of people that it does affect that I don't take lightly and want to be mindful of. And so I'm going to take the next couple days to really be able to kind of reflect. Obviously, a lot of conversations with various people that will dictate and determine the decision that's best for me, my family, the Rams, and a lot of people. And that's kind of where we're at with that.
I think the man has one foot on his way out the door. We also got a report that he has let all of his assistants know, listen, folks, if you get a job opportunity, explore it, listen to it, potentially take it, because ain't no guarantees that I'm sticking around. And I don't even know if you need even more of a clear indicator that he might go. We showed some love to Kirby Smart, back-to-back national championships. He's going to try to make it three in a row. Right before we went to break, we talked about Mike Tomlin, and then we even had a caller from Rochester say, listen, I root for teams that suck. Like, why don't Pittsburgh fans, some of them, don't appreciate Mike Tomlin? And I said it's because they're probably spoiled. Yeah, you're not going to win a championship every year, but when you win, like, how many NFL teams can say, oh, yeah, well, we have a winning record every season. Who can say that? Not even the Pats can say that right now. It's tough. Kudos to Mike Tomlin. Sometimes people get spoiled. Not everybody is, this is why Lions fans should actually be thrilled about where they're at. They really should. You got Dan Campbell here. Dan Campbell was over here getting his ass whooped just a few weeks ago, admitted to the whole world. He's like, yeah, we started 1-6. They were going to fire me. And just things have changed. You know, Dan Campbell almost had the Lions in the playoffs. And this is what he had to say in December when they stunk and they were finally turning things around. Listen to this.
I don't read everything, but I told you, I get hit up with things. And so I know at one point I was going to get fired, you know, and now I'm not. And so I know how all this works. And the reality is, man, we're 5-7. We got 5 to go here. And, man, this is a big 5-game stretch for us. And we're getting better. And that's really all it is right now, you know?
Yeah, they got better. They ended up 9-8. They didn't make the playoffs. But even though they didn't make the playoffs, I think the best thing that they maybe did for all of us is keep Aaron Rodgers out of the damn playoffs. They beat him at home 20-16, and they made that place, they made Lambeau look like a funeral after the game. And Dan Campbell, he expressed this as well. He's like, yeah, folks, it doesn't matter. We make the playoffs. We did not. He was excited for the W.
That was a good win. It was a great win. Our guys, I was proud of our guys. They played their ass off. They were ready for this game. And, you know, they wanted to prove something, and they did that. And this team has just hung in there all year long. I said it. It's a special group.
1-6 to 9-8. When they get that defense together, there's no reason why this team doesn't continue to improve. They've already made it clear that they plan to keep Jared Goff around, that he's not being looked upon as a transitional QB, but as someone that they want to continue to grow with. And why not when you're putting up points? Jared Goff, his bugaboo with Sean McVay, who couldn't stand him, were the turnovers. Turnovers were eliminated here with the Detroit Lions recently, especially going on this run. And so you want to know, our friend in Pittsburgh or New York, why don't people in Pittsburgh rock with Mike Tomlin? Why do people, still certain folks, want to get rid of him? It's just spoiled. Ask the Lions how they feel about the Dan Campbell. You got to love the guy. I loved them from the first press conference. He's talking about, what do you say, biting kneecaps and ankles and I don't know. Listen to this.
I wanted this job bad because I felt like I knew this community. I played here. All right. Here's what I know. Just as an overall philosophy, you're going to say, well, what's this team going to be? What's it not going to be? Here's what I know. All right. I know that Detroit's made up of great people, some really good people. All right. This community is strong. This place has been kicked. It's been battered. It's been bruised. And I can sit up here and give you coach speak all day long. I can give you, hey, we're going to win this many games. I can't. That none of that matters, and you guys don't want to hear it anyway. Here's what I do know. This team is going to take on the identity of this city, all right? And this city's been down, and it found a way to get up, all right? It's found a way to overcome adversity, all right? And so this team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth, all right? And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right, and we're going to stand up, and then it's going to take 2 more shots to knock us down, all right, and on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up, and then it's going to take 3 shots to get us down, and when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing.
Hey, Shep, that's not somebody you want to see in a dark alley, is it?
No, and in fact, JR, and you know this, he cursed in this introductory press conference. When do you ever hear that from NFL head coach? We had to take it out.
I'm cool with it. He looked like he still play too.
Right,
he
but that, tight end. But that's Probably the point. Can. He speaks like he's still playing, and it's refreshing.
Yeah, he'll say that, and then he'll cry 5 minutes later. I love it.
Yeah, but you know what? There's going to be a lot of happy tears in Detroit pretty soon because, I mean, you talk about being oh so close. Oh so close. If not for that Buffalo game, they're 10-7. They're in the playoffs.
I believe, well, I'd lay it more so at the Carolina game that they lost themselves.
That's a good point, too.
But I'll put it this way. If you are a Lions fan, you actually have reason to be optimistic. I get it. You might be cautiously optimistic, but you have reason to go, oh, my God, wait a minute. It looks like we may actually be able to turn things around in a sustainable way. I don't know. Maybe Sheila Ford is actually maybe she wiped the slate and is changing. I don't know, but I'd be cautiously optimistic. This is almost like New York Met fans. When Steve Cohen bought the team, and sure, it's very different because the Fords will never give up the Lions. I'd be shocked. We'd have to not have cars. I don't know. But anyway, Met fans were complaining the minute Steve Cohen bought the team. It's like having PTSD. It's like, oh, we got a billionaire that bought the team, but when are we going to sign this guy? When are we going to sign this guy? And the New York Mets have just been throwing money all over the place. They almost had Carlos Correa. We heard that Carlos Correa is going to stick with the Twins for, I think, about 6 years, $200 mil, with a deal that can max out to $270. But my point is, we have some teams and franchises that just always going nowhere. The Lions are one of those teams. But for right now, there's certainly room for optimism. I don't know. I know this sounds too good to be true, and it's not because I don't like the Packers. I don't care. Is the tide turning? Are we going to see the Lions start to elevate? Are we going to see the Packers come back down to earth? And when I say come down to earth, I mean not be competitive. Actually go through a rebuild. They got Brett Favre. They went from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. Hall of Fame to Hall of Fame. What are the odds that they put together another stretch with Jordan Love? You're going to get 10 years, 10, 15 years of Hall of Fame ball out of Jordan Love. What are the odds? And you got the Lions on the up and up? Aaron Rodgers was on the losing end to the Lions the other day. He's used to whooping their ass. And even after the game, Aaron Rodgers is standing up there. And we got to listen to this man talk about his retirement again. Listen to this.
That's a normal thought. But at some point, the carousel comes to a stop, and it's time to get off. And I think you kind of know when that is. And that's what needs to be contemplated. You know, is it time? Also, what's the organization doing? You know, it's part of it as well.
I wonder what island Aaron Rodgers is on right now, drinking his ayahuasca and whatever else he's doing. I wonder where he is. I hope he's enjoying himself. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm excellent, Mark. How are you?
You ought to give a shout-out to Bob Barker as well. He's 99 and still alive.
He's still alive. I said he was gone. My bad, Bob.
I'm sensitive about that. I'm 68, so I'm gonna call in and back him up.
Man, your ass is young. Cut it out, Mark. You said you how old? You 61?
I'm 68.
Oh, you young. Cut it out.
But I mean, us old guys are sensitive to that. I know there were stories of the death and demise of Joe DiMaggio years ago, but he said, listen, I don't feel too good, but I'm still alive. You know, they were saying Joe DiMaggio was dead before he died.
I think there's a massive difference between you being a 68 and him being 99.
Well, he's a vegetarian. I'm going to back him up for that reason.
What, Bob Barker's a vegetarian?
Yes, he is.
Let me ask you a question. you know the price. You watch The Price is Right, right?
Oh, sure.
So let me put it to you this way. I stopped watching The Price is Right when Bob Barker stopped appearing. I have yet to see, and I will never see, one episode where it was Drew Carey.
Yeah, I know.
I will never watch one episode. And I have no problem with Drew Carey, but that's Bob Barker. I will never watch it. But this
it's always hard to follow a legend.
It's
always hard to do that.
But here's the thing. As the stupid phone next to me in the studio is, I guess it thought I called it. It pulled up Bob Barker on my phone. But anyway, here's the thing. Bob Barker was a vegetarian. And at the end of every episode of The Price is Right, he's talking about chopping off cats and dogs, reproductive parts.
Oh, that's the responsible thing to do, to spay those animals so they don't reproduce.
Does that match with being a vegetarian?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with that. He's just trying to be a responsible pet owner. Those animals would probably multiply if we didn't do that. I mean, come on. Okay.
Okay. All right. Bob Barker sounds fraudulent to me. God bless his name.
Oh, no. He might be fraudulent to the pets he's having spayed, but
yeah, he made his money, though. God bless him. He's probably sitting in a mansion in a Hollywood Hills sleeping right now. That's probably what he's doing, right?
No, he's had some health challenges over the years. Skin cancer, prostate cancer, heart problems. But he's still around.
But that's what I'm saying. He's sitting in the Hollywood Hills in some house. Somebody's looking over him, and he's asleep.
Well, when he wakes up tomorrow, you ought to give him a shout out then.
I gave him a shout out right now. I'm glad he's still here with us. I love the guy. I love the guy. But Mark.
He's going to be 100 this next year, 2023, God willing. He's going to be 100.
Yeah. However many years that he can stick around, I hope he's here forever.
Me too.
Oh, thank you, Mark. I appreciate you, man. No doubt. Mark is like, hey, Bob Barker's still here. I'm sorry, Bob Barker. My apologies. I'm sorry. Hey, Shep, did Betty White hit 100, right? Did she?
She just missed it.
What,
just
like
missed
day?
It. She missed it by about 3 weeks. And the unfortunate thing is, Time Magazine had, it was USA Today or Time Magazine, had a whole cover page devoted to her turning 100.
Oh, damn.
Oh, you know what? It might have been People's. Excuse me. People's had a whole storyline devoted to her turning 100. It's a shame. And I know this is crazy to say, but Betty White went fast, 3 weeks prior to turning 100 years old.
It was 3 weeks?
Yeah, because she was in really good shape, physically mentally. I mean, she was still with it.
Listen, you 99, man. When it's time to go, you just go.
Listen, there's a lot of people, JR, that are super, not centarians, super centarians, and still very much with it.
Oh, yeah. What's the oldest person on Earth right now? Well, how old do you think they are? 118 or something?
Something around
there. On record.
The oldest person to ever live, I believe, was a French woman. And she passed 120. That's the oldest. But I will say this. With technology and medicine being what it is, I'm not answering your question. I know that. I apologize. With technology and medicine being what it is, eventually people are going to be living to the Mason-Dixon line.
Man, who want to be that old?
I'd want to be that old. Are you kidding me?
You want to?
Are you kidding? JR, in all seriousness, do you see yourself ever retiring? Or if you could, if you
retiring?
Have the energy and the
from
longevity.
What?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
what, from this?
Yeah. Not
retire
a chance, right? If you could do this for another 100 years with as much vigor and vitality as you have on a nightly, daily basis, yes, you would do
it. What, talk about sports?
Yes.
Do it for 100 years?
Yes.
Hell no.
Really?
Hell no.
You wouldn't do this for another
100
years if you could?
I don't want to be here for 100 years at all.
Okay.
You see what's going on out here in the world?
JR, I highly doubt. JR, wait a minute. And I'm being serious. I'm not trying to blow smoke up, you know what. All the good that you do with Special Olympics.
Right.
And the media for the movement tour. You're telling me you wouldn't take pleasure in doing that for another century if you could?
Let my kids do that after me.
Well, fair enough.
Let other people do it. See, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it so other people can do it for other people.
But you take great pleasure in it.
Oh, I do.
And so, therefore, I see you doing it for a long time to come. And if medicine and technology is what people say it's going to be.
Okay. You're trying to make me Ted Williams out here, huh?
Ted Williams was the crankiest SOB you'll ever come across in your entire life. You were the paradigm and the exact opposite of that.
Isn't, right? Well, Ted Williams' brain is frozen.
Yeah, he pulled a Walt Disney.
And they have him frozen, and right. When the robots come, they're going to put Ted Williams' head on a robot, and
by the way,
and he's going to be alive.
By
again.
The way, it might have been Ted Williams, and I know it wasn't, I'm being facetious, but it might have been Ted Williams that started that rumor of Joe DiMaggio being a guy who was deceased. You know
Here
why? You know why?
We're going to bring up – I don't want to talk about old guy. I can't even say dead.
Because
frozen guy rumors.
One of the biggest misnomers in the history of professional sports – was whenever Joe DiMaggio was introduced, it was the greatest living ball player to ever live. Mind you, Hank Aaron was very much alive. Stan Musial was very much alive. Willie, say hey, Kid Mays, is still very much alive, and they were still introducing the Yankee Clipper as the greatest living ball player of all time. Made no sense to me.
You're going to tell me in the year, what year are we in right now, 2023?
2023, yes.
You're going to tell me when Ted Williams has his head attached to a robotic body
right.
in the year 2056
uh-huh.
that Ted Williams, the first thing he's going to do is hit a home run, and then he's going to diss DiMaggio.
I don't know if that's going to happen because DiMaggio is obviously long dead. Ted Williams, by all accounts, is dead too. So
he's frozen. He's going to come back one day.
He's as good as dead. He's as dead as a doorknob. But
you don't think that they can shock his brain and put it on a robot and he'd be back?
No, they would have done it already because he died in 2000. According to his biography, DiMaggio died in 99, and then Ted Williams.
He's
I believe died
like
2 years later. Yeah, at least 20 years.
Yeah, he's been gone for like 20, 22 years.
Still gives me chills.
That's not a long time.
Well, unless they want to do a reincarnation of what happened at Fenway in 99 and bring up the lore of baseball and Field of Dreams, I would say let good be good. Let that lie.
How about I don't know. How much is it to – never mind. I don't want to buy Ted Williams' brain.
But, Jay, you get what I'm saying about Joe DiMaggio, one of the biggest – one of the biggest insults in the history of professional sports, particularly baseball, was when you had Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, even Frank Robinson, I'll include in that conversation, even Ernie Banks, Mr. Cub, and they used to say Joe DiMaggio was the greatest living baseball player of all time. It's an absolute joke.
I never took a hard note on that.
Fair enough.
30 years ago, my whole life I've never taken note of that.
Fair
so
enough.
I'm not all that concerned. Gotcha. But you bring up a point as to why frozen brain Ted Williams would be bothered. So we'll see what happens. And shout outs to all the folks out there. You think somebody, somebody listening to us is older than 100, right? Has to be. Yes.
You're on 300 stations across North America. You can be heard and streamed worldwide. Yeah, there's about to be someone listening over 100.
Hey, that guy who called and said he was old at 68, watch your young mouth, man, okay? That guy's mouth is young. He's 68 years old. Relax. Shout outs to everybody listening. I would even say the 80s. Shout outs to 80s is kind of young, if you ask me. Shout outs to everybody in their 80s, though. Much love to everybody listening to me in their 90s. And if you happen to be over 100 years old, you are absolutely amazing. Thank you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Don't come back like Ted Williams.
Bob Barker reminding you, help control the pet population. Have your pet spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
When you put me on, a lot of times you blend the commonalities of sports and business and drive together. So first of all, thank you for what you do. You have the ultimate drive. A lot of people know you, and a lot of people don't know you, and they will know you.
Here's JR.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you, Damon John from Shark Tank. See, I know TV people. I know Damon is not 99 years old. Shout outs to Damon John. Anyway, I'm over here looking through. If you just tuned in and you have no idea what I'm talking about, Hey, Shep, why were we talking? Oh, I know why we were talking about Bob Barker. One of our callers called up last hour, and he was upset at the fact that the college football championship game wasn't on network television, that you have to pay for all sports. And I said, yeah, man, we're not going backwards. And I said, there was a point. I said, I also wish everything was on network TV, but we're not going backwards. You got to pay for your ESPN and your Netflix and your Hulu and your Fi. You got to pay for it. How you think all these leagues are making money?
I would agree, but then where's the connection with Mr. Bob Barker?
I'm getting to it.
Got it.
You got to be patient. You've been sitting here with me, Shep. How do you not know?
No, I'm really trying to think back. Bob Barker seems to get brought up on the show a lot, and not for his good fortune, by the way.
I haven't mentioned Bob Barker in probably a year.
Okay.
And I probably mentioned him. Did I say he was gone?
Yeah, well, it's happened. It hasn't happened before. I apologize.
No, I probably said it before. I did.
That was like
I thought he was gone.
Yeah, but that was Bob Barker, for a guy who's, you know, gone, you bring him up a lot.
Nah, I love The Price is Right.
It's a great show. I do think you, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I do think you have to give Drew Carey a shot, though.
No, like, I'm not watching. No.
But JR, did you not watch his show when he was on? Speaking of network television, did you not watch him on ABC on the Drew Carey show?
This is about Cleveland, right?
Cleveland Rocks. He's really good.
No, didn't watch that either.
Okay.
But anyway, the man said all the shows need. He said we need more sports on network TV, and I agree, because I, like most people, I don't want to pay for nothing. And then we started talking about network TV, and then we had a caller who said, JR, there are still good shows on network TV. He said not everything is on streaming. And then he mentioned The Wheel of Fortune. And then he said, like, Jeopardy or something. And I said, oh, yeah, The Price is Right is still on TV. And I said, I haven't watched The Price is Right since Bob Barker passed away. And then I was corrected. Bob Barker is still here. He is 99 years old. And that is how Bob Barker is being discussed on the JR Sport Reef Show on CBS Sports Radio. It makes sense now, Shep? Makes sense?
It does.
It makes all the sense in the world.
Oh, Bob's not listening, by the way.
He's not.
Okay.
855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Tony's here from Massachusetts. What's up, Tony?
Uh-oh. Yeah, got me. What up,
what happened? What are you doing? Are you like saying something you're not supposed to?
No, you always ask me to take you off speaker, so I got to take you off speaker so you can hear me.
Oh, well, thank you. Go ahead.
All right. So I was telling Shep, man, this show's like this number one show at night, man. I love this show. And I said this should be three Sheps and three JRs, and each one of y'all can get a check, man, because that's how good y'all are. But I'm going to get to my point because I've gotten in and I heard something about Aaron Rodgers. So this is what I think. I think Aaron Rodgers should leave Green Bay. They should just depart their ways and start their little rebuild. Throw Jordan Love in there. Aaron Rodgers go to the Raiders, be reunited with Devontae Adams, and play one more year. Tom Brady play one more year, and they both should retire at the same time. So then we can usher in the new age of these new young quarterbacks, man, and be done with all the old ones.
So where does Tom Brady go? He doesn't reunite with Josh McDaniels. Where does he go? 49ers?
No, I don't know. They keep talking about Miami. I keep hearing Miami. I don't know how that's going to work when didn't they just get caught for tampering with him or something?
Well, yeah, Stephen Ross got punished there. But then you think about Tua and his future. I mean, how many? Tua's starting to scare me, man.
Yeah, Tua is scaring me, man, because, what's it, three concussions, man, in one season? Oh, no, yeah. They got
to
be really, really delicate with him. So maybe Tom Brady goes to Miami, and they just play one more year, man, and regardless of what happens, they both retire. And then they can say, you know what, that age is done, that era, and let the new boys take over, man.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this. Whoever retires first is going to wait for the other guy because they don't want to go
can
into the Hall of Fame on the same thing.
Wait, what the heck? Yeah, I think
I lost. Understand what I'm saying? When it's time to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, they do not want to be on the same ticket. They don't.
Why not?
Imagine that?
How come they wouldn't want to be on the same ticket?
Are you serious? Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers going into in the same class? Are you serious?
Oh, okay, yeah. What's wrong with them but both going in the same
class? They would want to be the headliner.
Oh, you saying they want to make sure that their spotlight ain't dimmed?
Yeah. They don't want to share it. Come on now.
Oh, man.
Well, I think at least – well, yeah, I think both guys would be like that. But what do I know? Hey, Tony, I appreciate you, man.
All right, man.
No doubt about it. That's like, you know, we know Karl Malone stuck around, what, 4 years after Michael? Yeah, about three years after Michael.
So he had that last year with the Lakers when they made the finals run against the Pistons. So he actually
– That's 04, right?
Was 6 years after. But remember, Jordan screwed everybody up because he actually came back with the Washington Wizards.
No,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Not
right.
Chicago, but from Washington to the Lakers was, what, 3 years?
Well, Jordan's last year was 03 with the Wizards. And then
so
Malone's –
1 year.
Yes, but in theory, but those don't count.
No, it does count.
It doesn't,
in all consideration for – formal, like, being eligible.
Oh, for the Hall of Fame. Oh, that's true.
Yes.
I'll give you that. No, he went in the same year as Jerry Sloan and David Robinson and John Stockton and Vivian Stringer.
So, but I'm saying,
right?
Like, he would – there's no way in hell he'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go in with Karl Malone. Not happening.
Yeah, that's fair.
855-212-4CBS. John is here from Illinois. What up, John?
Hey, how you doing, JR?
Good.
Well, listen, buddy, you're talking about old people, right? Virginia
Excuse
McCaskey.
Me?
She's 100 years old.
Who?
McCaskey from the Bears.
Oh, okay. Well, was. The owner. Yeah.
Yeah,
Virginia,
the owner.
Right?
And there's an island in Greece and Italy, right? The people over there, buddy, over 100 years old, everybody.
Yeah, they have a great Mediterranean diet. Yeah,
you got it. Wine. Olive oil, tomatoes, and fish. That's where I come from, Greece.
So you eat the focaccia bread and everything, huh? Well,
you got it,
Greece.
Buddy. We eat everything. You know, fish, you know, olive oil with tomatoes and red onions, my friend. Hey, stay away from shish kebabs.
Hey, John, I'm a proponent of the Mediterranean diet. That's what I eat.
That's what you eat, right?
Yeah, that's what I actually, Mediterranean for the most part, yes.
And eat a lot of spinach pie, my friend, homemade spinach pie.
Okay, spinach pie?
Yeah, spinach, you know. God bless my mother's soul. She used to fix it, you know, every day to our home. Oh, my friend. Buddy.
What did you eat tonight for dinner? What did you eat, John?
Well, tonight I ate, believe it or not, I ate feta cheese with tomatoes and red onion.
And what else? What's the base?
Anchovies.
Spinach. Anchovies, okay.
Yeah.
And how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
You know what? Right now, I'm 79 years old.
Oh, young. You young.
And I had an uncle. He was 105 years old.
Your uncle, okay. How many glasses of wine did you have tonight?
You have some wine, my friend. I drink, you know what? When I was like 3 years old, me and my brothers in Greece, my dad used to give us ouzo instead of milk.
Yeah, I know. Put you to sleep. How many glasses of wine did you have tonight?
Oh, tonight, you know, I had that red, about a couple of glasses, that's it.
My man. Hey, John, I appreciate you. Where,
all right,
are you in Chicago?
Lions. You know what? And I like the Lions, my friend. Thank God Green Bay went out of there.
Okay. Well, John, are you in Chicago?
Yeah, I'm in Chicago, my friend, all my life. We come from Greece, and I like the Lions, the Jets. I used to like the Jets a lot in the 80s.
Well, that's all sack exchange.
You remember Wesley Walker?
Yeah, Wesley Walker, great wide receiver, yes.
Oh, man, Ken O'Brien, the quarterback.
Well, it'd be nice if they could rub off on the New York Jets now, but they got a good defense now.
All right, buddy, take care.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you.
All right, bye.
Okay, wow. That was a fun call. Hey, Marco Belletti, man.
Yep.
That was a fun call, wasn't it?
That's tremendous.
He
80s Jets?
70, yeah, I know. He likes the Lions and the Jets, the poor guy. Poor guy. He said he's 79. I'm like, that's not old. It's not old.
No. Sounds great.
And I said, Bob Barker, I made a mistake, Marco. I said Bob Barker was gone. I made a mistake. It happens.
Yeah, it does happen. Although I told Shep, I thought the reason why you guys were talking about it is because did you see Jared Jeffries, the former Knick, played about 10 years in the NBA? Yeah, won a car on the Price is Right.
Yeah, what was he bought a car that he won a car that he can't fit in.
Well, that's what I said. If he sat in the trunk, he wouldn't be able to fit in this thing. About $22,000. There's two questions I have. One, obviously he's going to sell it, so I'll leave that aside. But how is Jared Jeffries on the Price is Right allowed to win a car? He doesn't have enough?
How do you get on the Price is Right? Isn't it an open drawing or something?
I think if you're in the audience that you're part of it. But, I mean, like, shouldn't there be a line that's like, I mean, the guy must have made $50 million in his career. Do we really need to give him a $22,000 car he couldn't fit in if he tried? Is that necessary?
Do you think Jared Jeffries got a ticket? So let's break this down. Jared Jeffries got a ticket to go to the Price is Right.
Presumably.
And then he was randomly selected to participate in the showcase.
Presumably, yes.
Wouldn't it be discrimination not to let this 6'11" man who's made 40, 50 million in his career not play?
Maybe, but I'm willing to stand with that.
Hey, if you can guess the price of a stove from last year, then you should be able to play.
Yeah, I feel like that should go to somebody that could actually, you know, use it. If you're billionaire, should I be giving you things? No. I mean, you could buy that. So let's do that to somebody else. You could play. You just don't get to keep anything. How about that?
So we can't have David Tepper and Steve Cohen on The Price is Right no time soon.
Should they be getting, you know, a hybrid? I think they can go buy it if they really want it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Steve Cohen has the money.
I mean, the Ford Aspire, can we give that to somebody that actually needs it? Is that necessary?
Yeah. Well, he wanted. He's gonna. You said he's gonna give the car away, right?
I have no idea. I would hope so. I like I said, if he sat in the trunk and you took out all the seats, I still don't think he fits. So I can't imagine he's gonna use it.
Yeah. Well, Jared Jeffries needs to be happy that he made money in the league. What did he do when he played? Nothing, right?
He was a defensive specialist, if you will.
Oh my God. he was. You're being kind, man.
Isaiah Thomas loved him, man. He handed him a big contract. I don't remember exactly what it was, but he loved him. I think he signed him twice.
Do you remember what Jared Jeffries looked like when he tried to take a jump shot?
I do. It was one of the ugliest things you'll ever see. Fit in perfectly with those Knicks.
He knew how to rebound, run, and turn the ball over.
Yeah.
And he made 40-50. God bless him.
I mean, that was pretty much the Knicks' mantra, wasn't it? It's not quite that anymore.
Eddie Curry, who... Well, we can go down the line. It wasn't too good.
Last thing he was doing was running. Let's be fair.
Ouch. Ouch. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I even got my wife into listening to you, man. You know, like when I come home at night, she already have you on, like walking the house. I'm getting out the car, and you know, and then I'm walking in the house and I'm still hearing you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, we've been doing a lot of having a lot of talks about television and coaching and coaches tonight. And as I just see this story, and I don't, it says it's a rumor and these things are complicated. It takes time. Vince McMahon's WWE, he's come to an agreement. This is not finalized. To sell the WWE to Saudi Arabia's public investment fund. That's the same thing tied in with LIV Golf. That's crazy. It's not crazy, but that's crazy if it happens. Shep, I'm not surprised. It's like Vince McMahon is like a real supervillain. Am I bugging out my mind? Let's think about this.
I mean, he's the definition of creating suspense and people, you know, keeping people on the edge of their seats. And he's doing that, I guess, in his last act, hopefully a final one.
But I get it. this man is already he's out there. He's out there. He's out there. He basically turns professional wrestling into the biggest entertainment property on earth, becomes a billionaire, is able to take the company public, has had some of the most ridiculous storylines that you'll ever hear or see, is able to also have deals with Fox and NBC. And then, to the shock of no one, he's had steroid issues and crises in his organization, sexual assault and wrestlers passing away. It's just terrible. And then last year was like $15 million. He's been investigated for hush money, for just disgusting behavior, being the biggest boss and being the owner of the company and taking advantage of that. And so he steps down and he leaves and he lets his family run the company. And people are like, yeah, we're glad that this old dude is finally gone. And then he comes back because he's still the majority shareholder. And he comes back to do what? Not sell the company to, I don't know, Fox or Comcast NBC. He comes back to sell the company to Saudi Arabia's public investment fund? Like, Vince McMahon is not just a television character. He's not just a, I don't know, he's not just a businessman. He's not just a carnival promoter. Vince McMahon is like a real-life supervillain. Like, you can't make this up. I don't know if it's true. We'll find out soon enough if it is. But can you imagine? And I get it. It's not a sport. It's an entertainment property. Could you imagine just selling your, well, I guess Live Golf, they created it. That's just wild. Hey, Shep, did you realize people with power know how to abuse it?
Vince McMahon and abusing power should go hand in hand in the Webster's Dictionary.
Well, there's Vince McMahon selling to potentially to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
There's Dana White. For some reason, he slapped up his wife, and that just kind of went away. And it's only, what's today?
It's the 11th now, but I tell you what, Dana White knows how to do an apology tour. You got that right.
Is he on an apology tour, is he?
Well, he cozied up with his buddies and knew exactly where to do the interview.
At TMZ?
Damn right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? He's really shown a lack of being a leader. All that crap that he talks about everybody else, his thing is, oh, well, I'm just going to keep this private with my family. Show some accountability and be a leader to all of those people that you have to manage at UFC. How about you do that? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you, Shep. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.